anyone who's brand new to the Bitcoin space, you don't know where to start, I'm going to tell you where. It's called the Bitcoin Standard by Saif Din Amos. Now, why is this so essential? Let me tell you, the top YouTube channel is called Invest Answers with James. He is a great resource and gives such good insight into investing and absolutely loves MicroStrategy. Next on my top five resources list is Mark Moss. And one of the things I did was I downloaded one of Mark's spreadsheets of a forecast for Bitcoin. It was also something that I learned about from Mark too. I think it's really, really powerful, which is to, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the top five resources to start your Bitcoin journey. Now, this is important for anyone who's brand new to the crypto and Bitcoin space. You don't know where to start. I'm going to tell you where. All right, guys, let's start with the Holy Bible of Bitcoin. It's one of my absolute favorites. It's a go-to book. It's this one right here. I keep it on my desk at all times. It's called The Bitcoin Standard by Saif Din Amos. Why is this book so essential? This is, as I said, the Bible of Bitcoin. It contains Bitcoin's economic implications and its role as digital gold. Now, Saif Din dives deep into the monetary history, helping you understand why Bitcoin is revolutionary and what I personally call freedom money. Now, this book is best for beginners and intermediaries seeking to grasp Bitcoin's significance in the global financial system. When we're talking about the Holy Bible of Bitcoin, I always recommend to people to start with this book. This will give you a complete overview of Bitcoin and make you understand why you're even going to invest your money into what I'm calling the generational wealth freedom money of the century. Make sure you get a copy of this. While we're on the topic of books, the next one that I'm going to recommend is Bitcoin Evangelism by Brian DeMint. This one is a bit more holistic in its approach. It talks about not just Bitcoin, but also goes into the space of altcoins and other cryptocurrencies. Brian shares his persuasive arguments for Bitcoin adoption while addressing common misconceptions. The book combines technical insights with personal stories to inspire readers to embrace cryptocurrency. Now, armed with compelling narratives, it serves as a guide for advocates looking to educate others about Bitcoin's advantages. This book is the second book that I recommend to all people who are new to the cryptocurrency and Bitcoin space. It's essential reading. One of the key takeaways within this book is understanding the inflation and how your money is eroding away. That's why it's a big advocate for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin protects your money into the future. Okay, guys, there's plenty of resources out there, not just in books. There's also plenty of YouTube channels, but let me tell you the top YouTube channel that I watch every single day. It's called Invest Answers with James. Now, I've been watching James and listening to his information for, I would say, about 2 years now. He is a great resource and gives such good insight into investing. He's also very, I say, level-headed is probably what comes to mind. He's not a, what I would call a moon boy saying that prices are going to go, you know, through the roof. He quite often does price predictions, but based on his own deep knowledge and research, and creates models about price predictions of not just Bitcoin, but also things like altcoins and stocks, and absolutely loves MicroStrategy. I think he's a great resource. In fact, I've got a friend who started investing in MicroStrategy a few years ago when James recommended that people, or suggested to people, he's not giving financial advice, he suggested to people to have a look at MicroStrategy. And my friend is now up 1,000% from listening to James's information. Yeah. So he definitely knows his stuff. The other big prediction that he made in recent years was Solana. Now, Solana right now is currently my second largest holding after Bitcoin. He also suggested investing in Solana during the previous bear cycle, which has now done astronomical returns. So he's definitely someone to watch. I love his approach. I love his quirky personality. And he's someone that I think you will love too. Next on my top five resources list is Mark Moss. Now, Mark Moss is an entrepreneur, investor, and educator with a passion for financial freedom and economic empowerment. As a prominent voice in the financial world, he leverages his expertise to educate millions on topics like our very favorite, Bitcoin, macroeconomics, and wealth building strategies through his iHeartRadio show and popular YouTube channel. With decades of experience as a serial entrepreneur and early crypto adopter, Mark provides unique insights into navigating economic cycles and building resilience in rapidly changing financial landscape. His thought leadership makes him a trusted guide for those seeking to take control of their financial futures. Now, I've been following Mark now for months and months, and he really is just great to listen to because he gives this holistic view of the world and economics. Now, I'm one to take advantage of resources just like you. And one of the things I did was I downloaded one of Mark's spreadsheets of a forecast for Bitcoin. It was also something that I learned about from Mark too. And I think it's really, really powerful, which is to hold onto your Bitcoin, but borrow against it. Hey, just quickly, if you're ready to dive deeper into crypto and Bitcoin and build real wealth, join my free crypto collective community. It's where I share exclusive insights and strategies and live discussions to help you succeed, whether you're a beginner or scaling your portfolio. Click on the link in the description and join us today. Now back to the episode. So when I talk about borrowing against Bitcoin, what does that even mean? Well, it means that you can buy Bitcoin and hold it. Now, much like you do with a property, you might hold a property that's worth $1 million and you don't want to sell it, but you'd like to use some of the equity in that property to go and use that money for other things. Now, you can do the same thing with Bitcoin. So you retain the Bitcoin, you can go to these financial institutions right now. There's even companies right now in Australia where you can lend against your Bitcoin, right? So this is not something that's happening into the future. It's happening today. Now, I dare say that within the next 5 years, that Australian banks will also want to take custody of Bitcoin and use it as collateral. So they'll take custody of the Bitcoin, they'll give you Australian dollars, and you can go and use those Australian dollars to either buy more real estate, you can just spend it on a holiday, whatever you want. The advantage to you, though, is that by retaining the Bitcoin asset, you don't sell it, so therefore no potential capital gains. You also retain it, so therefore you realize any potential increases into the future as it grows, as we all expect it to do. And the money you receive back as a loan, right, which is borrowing against the Bitcoin, there's no tax on that because it's not considered income. So it's really, really clever way to utilize your Bitcoin without selling it, much like many Australians do right now with property. Go to Mark's website and you'll find that you can also download this free spreadsheet, which will help you stage out your growth of Bitcoin into the future. Really powerful stuff. Now, how could I even not put this gentleman in the top five resources? And that is Bitcoin evangelist and one of my favorites, Michael Saylor. Now, Michael Saylor, in case you don't know, is a renowned entrepreneur, technologist, and Bitcoin advocate. Now, as the co-founder and executive chairman of MicroStrategy, he led the company to acquire now over 200,000 Bitcoin in November of 2024. Now, this is valued at over $4 billion, making it the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin globally. Now, Saylor has become a prominent voice in the cryptocurrency space, emphasizing Bitcoin's role as a store of value and hedge against inflation. Now, beyond business, he is a passionate educator, leveraging his influence to promote Bitcoin's transformative potential through speeches, interviews, and his book called The Mobile Wave. I've been following Michael Saylor for years and years. He has made a tremendous impact on my thought process and understanding of Bitcoin. If you want to find more about Michael Saylor, you can go to his hope.com website. Now, of course, Michael Saylor is all over YouTube, But if you want to just go straight to the source, hope.com, there you'll find all of his YouTube keynote speeches, a range of books about Bitcoin that he personally recommends, and a whole bunch more information. I can honestly never get sick of listening to Michael Saylor. And every time I listen to one of his keynotes, when I've got it on repeat, I'm always taking more and more information away because his thoughts and insights into Bitcoin are so profound. But I absolutely love it. So go check him out there. I'm sure you'll love him too. One of the biggest things that Michael Saylor talks about is the fact, well, he actually doesn't even talk about it. He's done it. He's created a Bitcoin treasury for his company called MicroStrategy, which has seen his company do extremely well in the publicly traded space. Now, what I've done is I've also adopted a similar type of strategy. So not only do I hold Bitcoin in my self-managed super fund, not only do I hold Bitcoin in my personal name, but which Michael does as well, by the way, but I also hold Bitcoin as a treasury reserve for my very own company. In fact, what's interesting is it's the same company that I still operate now, where I sell on Amazon and Shopify all over the world. But I've now created the Bitcoin reserve or Bitcoin treasury for this company, which is increasing the value. It's a form of savings for the company and it strengthens it into the future. So guys, now that I've said all that mumbo jumbo, it might be a bit confusing. So let me break it down for you when I say Bitcoin treasury or Bitcoin reserve. It's pretty basic. All it means is that all the income that my company is receiving and basically the profit of the income, the bit that I'm saving on the side, I've now rather just holding it in cash in the bank where I'm receiving no growth at all. I've simply gone out and bought Bitcoin, right? So I've changed the Australian dollars into Bitcoin. And what I've seen over the years is a substantial growth in that. If I just left it in savings in the bank for like a rainy day, then I would see literally no growth, right? I'm protecting the savings of the company by converting the Australian dollars into Bitcoin. And all I have to do that is I go to the Bitcoin, in this case, SwiftX Exchange, which is a company that I use in Australia. I create an exchange account under my legal entity of my company. And then I just simply transfer the money to the exchange and then buy the Bitcoin. And that's simply it. And I can tell you that if you adopt a Bitcoin, what they call a Bitcoin strategy for your company, you'll also be able to detect the wealth and savings of your company into the future. So definitely something to consider. If you're unsure about it, dive deep into Michael Saylor's company, MicroStrategy, to learn more. So there you go, guys. I've given you my top five resources for anyone who's brand new to the Bitcoin space. But let me tell you, there's not just five. There is a stack of really prominent, well-educated, phenomenal people in this space who talk about Bitcoin who could also help you. Now, if you want that full list, you can come into the Crypto Collective community. I provide a full breakdown of all the people that have influenced me and my Bitcoin journey, and also just those who I think will be exceptional for you to listen to as well, because there are a lot of charlatans out there, but that's what I want to do is I want to help you navigate straight to those who are exceptional in the space of Bitcoin who will help you into the future. So come through, find the link in the description somewhere, join the Crypto Collective. It's absolutely free and get educated even more on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.